He said, "You look so different."
他说你看起来非常不一样。
I said, "I am older and fatter."
我说我只不过是老了一些，胖了一些罢了。
And he said, "That's it exactly."
而你说的真的是不错。
So, for all of our graduates,
对我们所有这些毕业生而言
，just remember this.
请大家要记住这一点。
Just because your professor says so,
只是因为你的教授是这么说的
，doesn't mean he or she is right.
并不意味着他就一定是对。
One of my professors told me.
我有一个教授告诉我说
that by the year 2000,
在2000年的时候
America would have voted in a completely communist government.
美国将会有一个共产主义的政府。
Instead, we got Bush.
我没有得到共产主义政府，但是得到了布什总统。
We would have a woman for president.
我们会有一个女性的总统。
We got Bush.
我们还是得到了布什。
And there would be no more war.
而且在2000年时候不会有任何的战争。
Since 1987, America has been at war full time.
从1987年以来，美国有很多次不同的战争。
So, listen carefully to what your professors say.
仔细地听你的教授所讲的话。
So, before we start this morning,
我们今天下午开始之前。
I want to help you think about your church.
我想帮助大家一起来思考我们的教会是怎么样的。
Most of us in the back of our mind,
大部分人在我们自己的脑子里会想
think that if we have a great pastor, we will have a great church.
如果我们有一个最好的牧师，我们就会有一个最好的教会。
If we get a better pastor, we will always get a better church.
如果我们有一个更好的牧师呢，我们就会有一个更好的教会。
In the American church,
在美国教会里
we like to go from church to church looking for a better pastor.
我们喜欢从一个教会到另外一个教会，目的就是为了寻找一个更好的牧师。
So sometimes when we are disappointed,
有时候我们会失望。
We think we will take our pastor and trade in for newer model.
我们会说把现在的牧师拿去换一个更新的一个牧师来。
What we need to do is see is that true in the New Testament.
我们需要知道的是在新约圣经里来看看这是不是圣经的教导。
What if we could get rid of this pastor?
如果我们能把我们现在的张牧师请走的话。
And have the Apostle Paul for 3 years.
能够把这个使徒保罗请过来在我们教会里做三年的牧师。
He doesn't have to leave the church. He just has to sit at the back.
就是说张牧师不用离开教会，他只是在后面坐着而已。
How many people would trade the Apostle Paul for their pastor?
有多少在座有多少会拿张牧师来交换那个使徒保罗呢
？Don't answer yet.
那不需要来回答。
After Paul leaves, we're going to get the New Testament's best preacher.
在保罗走了之后呢，我们可以在新约里再找一个最好的这个传道人。
His name is Apollos.
他的Apollos?
Apollos.
亚波罗啊，对，他的名字叫亚波罗。
And we can have him for 2 years.
我们可以让他来做两年的牧师。
So the greatest missionary apostle.
最这个世界上最好的这个使徒也是宣教士
the greatest preacher
这个最佳的最棒的宣传传就是传讲那个道理的
and after Apollos leaves we'll get the man physically told to lead the church
在亚波罗走了之后我们就把
Peter
把彼得请来。
So after 2 years of Apollos, we get 2 years of Peter.
在两年的亚波罗之后，我们就会请彼得做两年的牧师。
7 years, no more pastor.
7年没有别的牧师。
We get 2 apostles and the greatest preacher.
我们 我们得到两个使徒和最好的那个宣教士。
Most of us would trade quickly.
我们大部分的人都会很快的来做出这笔交易。
We think like a business.
我们觉得这像一个生意一样。
A better CEO means a better company.
一个更好的 CEO 就是首席执行官，就意味着一个更好的生意。
The pastor is not the CEO.
但是牧师不是首席执行官。
Jesus is the CEO.
只有耶稣是首席执行官。
In fact, the New Testament would say, "Your church is only as good as you are."
在新约圣经里，告诉我们说，我们的教会，只能够像我们一样好。
When Paul gave a preacher to a church,
当保罗把一个宣教士给一个教会的时候。
He always warned them.
他总是警告他们。
They're lazy.
他们很懒惰。
They eat too much.
他们吃很多的东西。
They argue.
他们互相的争辩。
They bite each other.
他们互相的殴打。
And typically, they never do what's morally right.
经常他们不做那些道德上正确的事情。
This is why he tells Titus.
这是他告诉提多说
"You must teach them to do good works."
你必须要教导他们做好的事情
"Because they don't know how."
因为这个教会不知道怎么来做
"So a pastor's job is to teach us to do good works."
所以牧师的任务是教我们去做好的事情
"Not to make a great church."
不是去制造一个更好的教会
"So if you could find a church that actually had Paul, Apollos, and Peter."
如果你能找到一个教会有这个保罗亚波罗和彼得的话
What would you think the character of that church would be?
你们设想一下这个教会会有哪样的一些特点呢
Good
是一个好的教会吗
Maybe best church in Austin
会是奥斯汀最好的教会吗
That church actually was the Corinthian church
这个教会其实在新约圣经里就是哥林多教会
After Paul, Apollos, and Peter,
在保罗、还有亚波罗、还有彼得
Paul had to ask some people, stop having sex with your mother-in-law or your stepmother.
保罗甚至要警告教会，不要和这个教会中有些会众和他的继母发生性关系。
Stop showing up for communion drunk.
不要来到参加这个圣礼的时候却是醉了。
Quit suing each other in the courts.
不要在法庭里互相的起诉彼此。
7 years of the best pastors possible.
7年有这个世界上最好的牧师之后。
And the Corinthian church remained the worst church until it died.
哥林多教会却永远是最糟糕的教会，一直到它消失。
If you would like a great church,
如果你需要有一个很好的教会的话。
Look in the mirror.
只要自己看看镜子就可以。
And pay your pastor more.
并且要更好的支持我们的牧师。
So, I always like to try to encourage a church to look in the mirror first.
我总是愿意鼓励教会在镜子里看看自己的样子。
So to start today, I want to ask you, what time period is missing?
在开始的时候我想问一下大家就是在这张纸上这个时间是怎么样子时间好像没有在这上面
Cross which is salvation
十字架就是我们的救恩
When is this?
这是什么时候发生的
You're dead
我们是要死去
So this is sometime during your lifetime.
上面是我们在活着的时候。
After you're dead.
这是在死去之后。
But this is a great song.
这是非常好的诗歌。
But what time is missing?
这个上面时间的界限在哪里呢
？Right now.
其实就是现在。
But if I'm wrong, please raise your hand if you are dead.
如果我错来的话请大家告诉我
So what we want to look at this morning is what do we do between here and there.
我们今天下午要一起来看看从下面到上面中间我们需要做什么。
Our life right now.
我们现在的生命应该是怎么样子的。
Yeah, right. Can we go back?
Sure.
So, over the last 4 months now, we've tried to answer three questions that Jesus wants us to answer.
Okay.
We want to enter the life that He promises. Okay? And by life,
生命怎么定义呢?
We mean John 17:4.
我们是要看这个约翰福音七章第四节。
That's not just heaven.
那个并不只是意味着天国。
But right now.
实际上是现在。
So, could the pastor please read John 17:4 in Chinese, please?
请牧师帮我们读约翰福音七章第四节。17:4?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, 17章第四节。
约翰福音17章第四节，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
So, Jesus came and says that life is now, because life is with him.
耶稣到地球上告诉我们说，生命就是现在，已经成全了。
Yes, it continues after our body dies.
在我们这个肉身死去之后会继续存在。
But we don't have to wait until heaven to start.
但是我们不需要等到那个进到天国的时候才开始。
Okay. The first question we answered was, what is reality?
第一个我们要回答的问题是什么是现实?
God and His kingdom.
是上帝和他的天国。
It's the most real thing in the universe.
这个是世界上最真实的一个问题。
Can anybody answer who is well off or blessed?
有没有人可以回答就是谁是受祝福的呢?
Ed will give you $10 if you can answer.
我可以给你十美金，如果你回答正确的话。
Can you go to the next slide? Who is a truly good person?
谁是一个良善的人呢
？$20?
20块。
Next slide.
Is 真正有这个上帝爱的人。
So what we want to talk about today is how does one become a truly good person?
我们今天要探讨的是我们如何能够成为一个真正良善的人。
So we've become a truly good person.
我们成为真正良善的义人。
Between the cross and heaven.
在十字架和天国之间。
Once we get to heaven.
当我们到达天国的时候。
Our character development is over.
我们的性格的长成已经结束了。
Can you go to the next slide? To place your confidence in Jesus Christ and become his student or apprentice.
一个人怎么样成为一个良善的人呢？这个答案是，要信耶稣基督，并且成为，在这个天国生活里的门徒。
What does it mean to place your confidence in Jesus?
信耶稣基督是什么意思呢？
Well, let's look at what Jesus says. Can you go to the next slide?
那让我们一起来看看那个耶稣是怎么说的。
One more. Therefore, anyone who hears means they were paying attention.
马太福音七章二十四节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的。
These words of mine and acts on them.
Continue.
May be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
他们就好像是一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Two things must take place.
就有两个事情必须要发生。
We have to listen.
我们必须要听。
And then we have to act.
Hold on, sorry. Want to show this one?
Sure.
Okay. 我们首先要听他的话，然后我们要去行。
Can you read those verses in Chinese, please?
Sure. 所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹。创着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，创着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。耶稣讲完了这些话，众人就稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
So Jesus says that you have to act on what he tells you.
耶稣说我们必须听见他的话就要去行。
What happens if you do not do what he tells you?
如果我们听了不去行的话，会发生什么事情呢？
Your house is destroyed.
你的房子会被倒塌。
What does the Apostle Paul say is the temple of the Lord?
保罗是怎么说这个神的圣殿，上帝的殿的？
Your body.
其实就是我们的身体。
So not just the outside, but what's inside will be destroyed.
不仅仅是外面的样子，而是里面的样子会被会被摧毁。
And it doesn't matter how big you build your house.
你是把自己的房子建得多大，这个没有什么太大关系。
If we do not do what he tells us,
如果我们不按照他所说的去行的话，
we will lose our house.
我们会失去自己的房子。
Now, to do what he tells us, we have to be the kind of person who can do that.
去行他所告诉我们的，我们必须要成为那种人，可以去行他告诉我们要去行的。
So that is our job, to become that kind of person.
这就是我们的责任，我们的工作就是去成为那样的一种人。
Who can actually build that house on the rock?
这种人实际上他可以去建立一个在磐石上的房子。
How long did it take Moses to build the ark?
Moses?
Noah, sorry.
Noah 也花了多长时间去建立这个方舟的呢？
How long? 120 years.
120年。
There had never been rain.
没有下过雨。
Nobody needed a boat.
没有人需要一个船。
Do you think Noah knew how to build a boat?
你认为诺亚知道怎么去建这个船吗？
If Jesus told you the same, it would be go build a spaceship.
让诺亚去建船，就像耶稣告诉你说去建一个宇宙飞船一样。
There's a period of time that Noah has to learn how to do this.
在很长的时间里，诺亚需要学习怎么去建那个方舟。
So we also have to learn how to follow Jesus.
所以我们需要去学习如何去跟从耶稣。
Let me give you a different example.
我来给你另外一个不同的例子。
You don't feel well, so you go to the doctor.
你觉得不太舒服，所以你去看医生去了。
The doctor tells you immediately.
医生告诉你，马上告诉你说。
You have cancer.
你有了癌症。
Jesus says.You have sin.
耶稣说你有罪。
Doctor says you have cancer.
医生说你有癌症。
So you tell the doctor.
但是你对医生说。
I would like some pills.
我就是需要一些药丸。
And I'll come back once a week for my pills.
我会一个礼拜会回来一次拿这个药。
And I'll be fine.
我大概就可以了吧。
And the doctor says, no.
医生说不行。
You need to change your diet.
你需要改变你的饮食习惯。
You need to exercise.
你需要去锻炼。
You need radiation treatment.
你需要化疗。
And you need surgery.
你需要这个动手术。
Now, to place your confidence in the doctor.
现在来信你的医生意味着什么呢？
What will you do?
你会怎么来做呢？
Take the pills and come back once a week?
拿了这个药丸，然后每个礼拜回来一次吗？
Or will you ask, okay, tell me what diet?
或者是说 你问医生，哦，我怎么样改变饮食呢？
What exercise do I do?
我应该怎么去锻炼呢？
When can I start radiation?
我什么时候可以开始化疗呢？
Is surgery available today?
这个手术今天就可以做吗？
If I have a giant cancer,
如果我有一个很大一块的癌症的话，
I don't want to wait until next week.
我不想等到下个礼拜。
I want to cut it out right now.
我希望现在马上就把它去掉。
But for this to happen,
但是对于这件事情要发生的话，
I have to hear what the doctor says.
我必须要听这个医生是怎么说的。
And then act on it.
并且要这样去行。
Or I can do what the average person in the American church does.
或者是我可以像在美国教会的一般的会众做的事情一样。
Jesus, I really appreciate your advice.
耶稣，我非常的欣赏你给我的建议。
I appreciate the long years of sacrifice to become a doctor.
我很欣赏你为我所付出的多年的代价。
And I really appreciate your opinion.
我非常欣赏你你的意见。
But I'm busy.
但是我太忙了。
I'm not going to do cancer treatment.
我现在没有时间去做这个癌症的治疗。
But then later I'll come back to my pastor.
以后也许我会去找我的牧师。
Why is my life so horrible?
为什么我的生活这样糟糕呢？
I'm here every Sunday.
我每个周末不是来教会吗？
I pray when you pray.
你祷告的时候我不也祷告吗？
Why is my life horrible?
为什么我的生活还是这么糟糕呢？
Did you do what the pastor said?
你是否做了牧师要你做的事情呢？
No.
哦，没有。
There is no difference.
这个没有什么不同吧。
Jesus says if we don't do what he says,
耶稣说如果我们不去按照他所说的去行的话，
There is nothing your pastor can say or do.
你的牧师不管说什么和做什么都不重要了。
To help you.
因为不能够帮助你。
Here's an example.
现在这里是另外一个例子。
The Old Testament and the New Testament both say,
旧约和新约都在说，
Do notKeep company with an angry man.
不要和这个愤怒的人为伍。
How many people of you know someone who was angry all of the time?
在座的有多少知道一个经常发怒的人呢？
And always happens, their rage explodes.
经常他们就怒气无法控制。
And they hurt you.
他们会伤害你。
And you keep coming back to the pastor asking, what do I do?
你经常回到牧师的面前说，牧师，我应该怎么做呢？
And he says, don't keep company with an angry man.
他说，不要和愤怒的人在一起。
But we're friends.
但是我们是朋友啊。
And the pastor says, not really.
牧师说，可能不是这样子吧。
And so you keep going back again and again.
所以你经常这样子来来往往。
And then crying to the pastor.
向牧师来哭泣。
It reminds me of the person who keeps poking the snake.
这个就提醒我想起了一个去这个打扰那个蛇的，去试探蛇的。
Each time it bites him, he runs back to the pastor.
当蛇咬他的时候，他就跑回到牧师那里。
And the pastor finally says,
牧师最终说,
Don't poke the snake.
不要去试探那个蛇了。
But our wives are friends.
但是 our wives are friends.
Wives are friends.
但是我们的妻子是我们的朋友啊。
I can't avoid this person.
我不能够避免他。
Sure you can.
你可以啊。
Don't come in my house.
不要再到我的家里来。
That's too hard.
这个太困难了吧。
Okay, then let the snake bite you.
好，那就让这个蛇去咬你吧。
So the Bible says somebody with, the idea is somebody with anger is like somebody with a snake.
圣经中说，如果那个人很容易发怒的话，他就像一条蛇一样。
Don't let them in your house.
不要让这条蛇进到你的屋子里。
But aren't we supposed to love everyone?
但是我们不是应该去爱每一个人吗？
Yes.
是的。
You can ask God to give them God's best.
God's best.
Yes, ask for God to provide His best.
你可以向神祷告，求神给他最好的。
And obey God at the same time.
而且顺服于神，在同时都可以顺服于神。
If I come to your house with a cobra, will you let me in?
如果我来到你家里，随身带了一条眼镜蛇，你会让我进来吗？
I hope not.
我希望你不要。
This is a simple example of simple obedience.
这是最简单的一个例子，告诉我们关于顺服的道理。
And the example also shows how quickly our character is unable to do what we're told to do.
这个例子也告诉我们，就说我们的性格是怎么样的，不能让我们去做一些非常简单的事情。
Tell the angry person to leave.
告诉那个愤怒的人离开。
I can't.
我不行。
Okay. So either we become the kind of person who can.
或者我们成为那种那样的有那种性格的人，可以去做神所要我们做的事情。
Or we suffer again and again.
或者我们会不断不断的去遭受这些苦难。
Can you go to the next slide? Here's the progression.
这里是这个不断的进步。
Being here once a week is a good thing.
每个礼拜都来这里，这是一个好的事情。
Being here twice a week is a better thing.
每个礼拜来两次可能就更好了。
One back, please.
Sorry, this is automatic.
It's all right. I used a template and didn't take out the animation. Sorry. If you're not here,
如果你不在这里的话，
and at home, listening to his words,
去听他的话语，
you won't even be able to do them.
你不能够去做他要你做的事情。
How many times have you asked an older Christian or the pastor, what should I do?
你有多少次你会问一个年长的基督徒或者是牧师说，我可以做什么呢？
Jesus states directly, if you ask me what to do, I'll tell you.
耶稣直接地说，如果你问我应该去怎么做，我会告诉你。
But first we have to listen.
但是首先我们需要去听。
Then when he tells us what to do, we have to do it.
然后如果他告诉我们去怎么做，我们就要去做。
Paul tells the churches,
保罗告诉教会说，
Don't drink so that you can't walk.
不要去喝醉酒，以至于不能行走。
It's just that easy.
就很简单的道理。
If you can't walk, you can't walk with the Spirit.
如果你不能够行走的话，那当然你就不能跟圣灵同行了。
The simplest commands are still the ones that we need to start with.
最简单的这个命令的话呢，其实就是我们应该去学习的。
Once we act on his words, then he begins to build this character.
一旦我们开始去行他所要我们行的，我们就开始建立这样的性格。
Noah does not build the boat by waiting for wood.
诺亚并没有去等着这个木头来才来建他的方舟。
Somebody has to go cut the wood down.
有人需要去把那个木头砍掉。
We do not learn to be like Jesus, waiting for him just to change us.
我们不是去等着耶稣改变我们，而成为更像耶稣的样式。
Right. You go to the next slide. This is worth copying down. It will save a lot of confusion.
这上面有些定义会帮我们解决一些迷惑。
Faith is not something you just believe.
信不是说你就去简单的相信什么事情。
Just because you believe something doesn't make it true.
你简单的相信什么事情并不意味着它是真的。
In the New Testament and in the Old Testament,
在新约和旧约里边，
faith is always knowledge.
信是一种知识。
It's a specific kind of knowledge.
是一种特别的知识。
So, you cannot lose knowledge.
你不能够丢掉这个知识。
So when people say, I've lost my faith,
当有人说我丢掉了我的信仰，
what they're really saying is, I don't have the strength to make myself believe it.
他们实际上是说我没有这个力量去真正的相信。
Do you ever forget your knowledge of gravity?
你忘记了这个动力原理吗？
Is there ever a time when you trip, you don't try to catch yourself?
曾经有一次你跌倒，但是自己不会起来的吗？
In the Bible, faith is knowledge of a person.
在圣经里边，信仰是一种知识。
We had the previous example in Sunday school.
在以前的这个主日学里边有一个例子。
If you want to get to know Jia,
如果你想知道蒋家的话，
ask Tracy.
就去问他的太太夏云。
She has daily experience of living with him.
她每天都跟他在一起。
This is how we gain knowledge of God.
这是我们怎么去学习关于神的知识。
This is how faith grows.
这是你的信仰如何去成长。
Knowledge is growing.
知识在不断的成长。
Knowledge of Jesus.
知识对于耶稣的知识。
So you don't have to ask, what would Jesus do?
你不需要问耶稣会怎么做呢？
You know what Jesus will do.
你知道耶稣会怎么去做。
That's what we do.
这是我们现在要做的。
So for those of you who are married,
对于那些结婚的人说，
when you first met your spouse,
当你第一次碰到你的配偶的时候，
that very first day,
在第一天，
did you know their favorite color?
你知道他们最喜欢的颜色吗？
Did you know what they will do when they get really tired?
你知道在他们疲倦的时候他们会做什么吗？
Did you know if their behavior changes when they're really hungry?
当他们饥饿的时候他们的这个行为会发生变化吗？
How many of you have a spouse that gets tired and hungry and becomes an animal?
你们有多少人自己的这个配偶这个当疲劳和饥饿的时候他们会变成很不一样呢？
Did you know that the first day you met them?
在你第一次和他相遇的时候你就知道他吗？
Not unless it was a bad day for them.
除非那一天是一个很恰恰是一个很糟糕的一天。
But as you got to know them,
当你更多的去了解他们，
you knew that if it was 2 o'clock,
你知道如果现在是2点钟的话，
and they had not eaten,
在他们还没有吃，
you didn't want to see them.
你甚至不想去见到他。
You also know thatEvery morning,
你知道每天早晨
at 7,
当七点钟的时候
they like to get up and see which of their neighbors have gone to work.
他们想起来看看他们哪些邻舍已经去工作了。
They're so habitual in what they do.
他们很习惯于他们所做的事情。
That if you were on the other side of the world, you would still know what they were doing right then.
如果你在另外一个世界你都能知道他们每天要做的什么事情。
This is knowledge of a person.
这个就是你对这个人的知识。
And we gain that by spending time with them.
我们之所以能得到这样的知识是因为我们花时间和他在一起。
So biblical knowledge is intimate knowledge of a person.
符合圣经的知识是对于这个人很通过这种亲密的关系所了解的。
In fact, Moses, when he wrote the story of Abraham,
实际上当摩西写关于亚伯拉罕的故事的时候，
how did he describe what happened when Abraham went to Sarah's tent?
他怎么去描述当亚伯拉罕进入撒拉的帐篷呢？
They were not there to play checkers.
他们不是在那儿下棋。
Why did Abraham go into Sarah's tent?
为什么亚伯拉罕要进撒拉的帐篷呢？
For knowledge.
去得到一种知识。
The Hebrew word for intimate relations with your wife.
在希伯来书里边，和自己妻子的亲密的关系。
Is to know her.
是去知道她。
Much, much more than just physical.
不仅仅是说这种肉体上的这种关系。
It is intimate knowledge of who a person is.
是一种亲密的了解，亲密的知识，知道你的配偶是一个什么样的人。
So if you read the Old English Bible,
如果你读那些用古老的英语写的圣经的话，
and Abraham went into Sarah's tent and knew her.
这个那个圣经是说，当亚伯拉罕进入撒拉的帐篷的时候，他知道她。
So, knowledge is not, or faith is not something that is something we make ourselves believe.
信仰不是说我们去迫使自己相信什么东西。
So, grace is not something that is created.
恩典不是一个被创造出来的东西。
God does not create grace like tokens or euros.
神不是说创造这个恩典就像创造这个硬币一样。
When we ask for God's grace,
我们请求神的恩典。
We're not asking for him to give us a handful of something.
我们并不是要求他给我们一堆什么样的东西。
Grace is the power of God.
恩典是神的大能。
That is a result of who he is.
作为上帝是一个什么样的上帝的这样的一个结果。
So, if this is plutonium.
Plutonium?
Radioactive material.
No idea.
Okay. And you place a piece of paper in front of it, you will block the radiation.
如果你把那个一张纸放在前面，你会挡住这个放射。
If this is uranium,
如果这是一种放射性物质的话，
you will set the piece of paper on fire.
你会把这张纸燃烧起来。
The nature of uranium is to constantly throw off huge amounts of energy.
这种放射性物质的这个本性就是不断的去放射出很大的能量。
That's because of what it is.
因为这种物质的本性就是这样。
The character and nature of God.
上帝的性格和上帝的本性。
Results in His power.Being given to us.
带来他的大能从而给了我们。
Discipleship.
门徒
is where we become in character like Jesus.
门徒就是这样一个过程，我们不断的去成为耶稣的样式。
So that flowing out of us.
从我们身上流出来的
are streams of living water.
就是那个活水的能力。
Flowing out of us is agape love.
从我们身上流出来就是那上帝的爱。
Flowing out of us is compassion.
从我们身上流出来的就是对别人的怜悯。
The one thing I left off is obedience.
我在这上面没有写顺服。
Obedience is how we get to know Jesus.
顺服是我们去了解耶稣、认识耶稣的。
If we don't make an effort to do what he says,
如果我们不努力地去做他要我们做的，
We will not have the opportunity for him to change us.
我们就不会有机会让耶稣来改变我们。
Oops, John 17:3. Eternal life is not after we die.
永生不是说在我们死了之后。
Eternal life is now.
永生就是现在。
Where Jesus says, and this is eternal life.
当耶稣说这就是永生。
That they may know you, God the Father.
他们会知道你，上帝。
You don't get eternal life after you die.
你不是在你死了之后才得到永生。
You'll live forever either way.
你会永远存在，不管怎么样子。
We are eternal.
我们是有永生的生命的。
The question is, who will we be with for eternity?
问题是在永生里面我们会跟谁在一起。
Jesus says eternal life is life now with God.
耶稣说永生就是现在就和神的生命在一起。
Grace works in harmony with our efforts.
恩典和我们的努力其实是没有矛盾的。
We don't get to see it first.
我们不是能够看见它。
When Jesus tells Peter, "Come out onto the water,"
当耶稣告诉彼得说，你从水底上来。
Peter does not get a demonstration of how to walk on water.
彼得并没有那个并没有先看见怎么去行，怎么去在水上行走。
He actually step towards Jesus.
他需要首先迈出第一步向耶稣行走。
Is it Peter's strength and power that will let him walk on water?
彼得有这样的这个能力和性格可以使他在水上行走吗？
No.
他没有。
It will never be our strength.
永远我们永远都不可能有这样的能力。
What happened is the same miracle that can happen every day with us.
在彼得身上发生的事情也可以在我们每个人身上发生。
The power of the Holy Spirit will happen as we walk in obedience.
圣灵的大能会在我们顺服他的时候在我们身上发生这样的奇迹。
So grace always works in harmony with our efforts.
所以恩典总是和我们的努力相行的。
And sanctification is the process of bringing our heart, soul, and mind under the control of Jesus.
成圣是把我们的心、我们的灵、我们的大脑都能够带到耶稣的控制里边。
To be made holy is to be made like Jesus.
成为完美就是成为像耶稣那样。
You go to the next slide. A good person recognizes the kingdom of God.Is very much reality.
一个良善的人就是认识到上帝的天国，就是最终最现最真的现实。
A good person realizes they are blessed.
一个良善的人认识到他们是被祝福的。
In spite of who or what they are now.
不管他是什么人，也不管他们现在在做什么样的事情。
So, if we look at me.
如果大家看我的话。
Older, fatter, balder.
我更老，更胖，也更少头发。
I can still be blessed.
我仍然能够被神所祝福。
Not because of who I am now.
并不是因为我现在是什么样的人。
But of who Jesus will make me to be.
因为是神，耶稣会让我，耶稣会要改变我。
A good person is becoming more and more full of agape love.
一个良善的人是会越来越多有上帝的爱。
A good person is seeking to follow Jesus.
一个良善的人是不断的去追求跟从耶稣。
To be taught personally by Jesus.
是在个人和耶稣的交往中来被他所教导。
She or he follows Jesus by practicing what Jesus did so as to become like him.
他们跟从耶稣是通过来实践耶稣所做的事情，这样能够越来越成为像他的样式。
In the very same way Jesus taught the disciples.
就像耶稣教导他的门徒一样。
Actually physically present.
实际上和他在一起。
Jesus will teach us.
耶稣也会来教导我们。
He is currently, presently, physically here.
他现在就在这里，他亲身就在这里。
And he will teach us.
他会教导我们。
If we're interested.
如果我们感兴趣的话。
If you want to learn how to do this.
如果你想学习怎么去这样来行来实践。
Please stay for Sunday school.
大家可以留下来参加主日学。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。